SaaS is becoming really popular among businesses of all sizes today. It's a favorite choice for both business owners and corporate clients who want to use its many features, flexibility, and cost-effectiveness. If you're interested in getting into the exciting field of SaaS, be sure to get ready for SaaS interview questions and have your answers prepared. So, let's get started. Question 1. What does SaaS mean? Answer: SaaS, which stands for Software as a Service, delivers software over the internet. Instead of installing the software on your computer, you can use it online through a web browser. The company that makes the software takes care of things like security and technical setup. Question 2. Can you explain the different types of cloud computing models? Answer: Cloud computing is categorized into 3 models: public, private, and hybrid. Public clouds are managed by third-party providers, offering resources to the general public. Private clouds are solely owned and operated by a single organization, not accessible to the public. Hybrid clouds merge public and private elements, permitting organizations to utilize both their internal assets and external resources. Question 3. How are IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS different from each other? Answer: IaaS, PaaS, and SaaS are different cloud computing types. IaaS means infrastructure as a service, offering users a virtual computing space. PaaS stands for platform as a service, giving users a platform to create and launch apps. SaaS is software as a service, allowing users to access and use software applications. Question 4. Why choose SaaS over other cloud options? Answer: SaaS comes with several benefits compared to other cloud models. It allows rapid and simple scalability, pay-as-you-go payment, and heightened flexibility. Additionally, SaaS offers advantages in terms of security, compliance, and seamless integration with other software applications. Question 5. What does multi-tenancy mean in SaaS? Answer: Multi-tenancy is a crucial idea in SaaS. Basically, it's when one copy of a software application serves many users. Each user gets their own private area inside the app, with separate data and settings. This is different from a single-tenant setup, where each user has their own separate copy of the software. Question 6. What are application programming interfaces, APIs? Answer: An API is like a set of rules for software to chat with other software. It helps them share info, like getting data from a database, sending stuff to a web server, or showing things on a screen. APIs are the bridge that lets software applications talk and exchange data smoothly. Question 7. What are some examples of real-world applications that use APIs to interact with external services? Answer: Some examples of real-world applications that use APIs to communicate with third-party services include social media applications that allow users to post updates to their Facebook or Twitter feed, weather applications that display the current forecast from a weather service, payment gateways that use APIs to securely process online payments and transactions, mapping and navigation apps that provide accurate location-based services and real-time traffic updates, e-commerce platforms that use APIs to connect with various third-party sellers and manage inventory and product information, travel apps that use APIs to integrate with airlines, hotels, and other travel-related services for booking and reservations. Question 8. Why do you think it's important for companies to have a strategy around their API usage? Answer: There are a few reasons why it's important for companies to have a strategy around their API usage. Firstly, it empowers them to exercise improved control over the utilization and access of their data. Secondly, it aids in guaranteeing that only authorized users have the ability to access the data. Lastly, it serves as a preventive measure against data breaches by increasing the complexity for unauthorized users to gain access to the data. Question 9. Can you create an application without utilizing any third-party APIs? If so, how can it be done? Answer: Yes, it's indeed possible to develop an application without relying on third-party APIs. However, such an application would likely have basic features and limited capabilities. Third-party APIs enhance an application's functionalities by allowing access to external data and services. In the absence of third-party APIs, an application would be confined to utilizing only its internal data and functionalities. Question 10. What are the primary aspects to consider when constructing an API? Answer: When developing an API, the key focal points include security, performance, and scalability. Question 11. Is it advisable to make our database accessible through an API? Answer: Deciding whether to expose your database through an API depends on a number of factors. If your database houses sensitive information, it might not be a prudent step to expose it via an API. On the other hand, if your database contains non-sensitive data, utilizing an API could be a viable means to grant others access to that information. Ultimately, the decision should be based on the specific requirements of your project. Question 12. What are some commonly security considerations related to exposing data via an API? Answer: When exposing data through an API, several security concerns require attention. A primary worry is the potential for data breaches, where an unauthorized access to the API could compromise sensitive information. Additionally, there's the risk of denial of service attacks, where malicious entities attempt to overload the API with requests in an attempt to take it down. Question 13. What does RESTful architecture mean? Answer: RESTful architecture is a way of designing software that leverages the capabilities of the web. It centers around the concept of resources, each identified by a uniform resource identifier, URI. These resources can be manipulated using standard methods like GET, POST, PUT, and DELETE. Question 14. What is JSONP? Answer: JSONP stands for JSON with padding and serves as a technique to enable cross-domain requests from web browsers. Typically, browsers are limited to making requests to the same domain they're on. However, JSONP allows requests to be sent to different domains by wrapping the response in a function call. This function call is executed by the browser, and its outcomes are exhibited on the web page. Question 15. How can the client handle multiple requests for a single operation? Answer: When a client needs to handle multiple requests for a single operation, there are a couple of approaches to consider. One option is to utilize batch requests, allowing the client to bundle multiple requests within a single HTTP request. Alternatively, a persistent connection can be established, keeping the connection open for a period, enabling multiple requests without the need to establish a new connection each time. Question 16. Is it advisable to create custom HTTP headers? Answer: Deciding whether to create custom HTTP headers depends on your application's specific requirements. Generally, it is considered good practice to employ custom HTTP headers when extra information needs to be included in requests or responses. Custom headers enhance data organization and facilitate interaction with other applications. Question 17. What are the key principles for effective API design? Answer: Successful API design involves adhering to several key principles. Firstly, comprehensive documentation is crucial to guide developers in using the API effectively. Secondly, prioritize flexibility and extensibility, ensuring seamless integration with various applications. Lastly, prioritize security to safeguard sensitive data from compromise. Question 18. Can you explain pagination in APIs? Answer: Pagination is a technique employed in APIs to manage large result sets by dividing them into smaller, manageable segments or pages. This enhances performance, scalability, and user experience by presenting data in manageable portions. Pagination typically involves setting parameters like limit and offset, specifying the number of results per page and where to start in the overall dataset. Question 19. How does SOAP differ from REST? Answer: SOAP, Simple Object Access Protocol, and REST, Representational State Transfer, are both web services access protocols, but they differ in approach. SOAP, an older standard, follows a structured format for communication. In contrast, REST relies on URLs to access resources and is generally more straightforward and better suited for modern web applications. Question 20. What if conflicting requirements arise for an API endpoint? Answer. When conflicting requirements emerge for an API endpoint, the SaaS provider and the customer collaborate to determine the priority of each requirement. In some instances, a customized solution may be developed by the provider to satisfy both conflicting needs. Thank you for listening to our podcast.